welcome. I call to order the Conference Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate File 4097, May 8th, 2024. We will begin with member and staff introductions, and I'll start with myself and Chair Stevenson. I'm Senator Matt Klein, Chair of the Commerce Committee, Senate District 53.
Zach Stevenson, Chair of the House Commerce Committee.
And then we'll go down to the far left, and please proceed with introductions. Thank you.
Hi, Ashley Enghaus, Fisco.
Larry Pompu, House Research.
Hello?
I don't think they're on.
We'll wait until we get mics.
Sounds good.
He's on now. No.
In energy, things are buttoned down.
Are they on now?
Mm-mm.
No.
Do we need who do we need?
Oh, ouch.
This, things are going to...
I think you guys need a new building.
For the low, low price of $750
million. Who's the DJ? Last year. Who was the DJ last year?
So if we adopt all this stuff, we don't need to meet again, right? Adjourn and be done.
Someone's coming down to fix the mics. I'm there just crazy.
It was like the perfect last session.
I think we should make a motion at the end of the chamber for this work.
Yeah.
Just to signify that the conference.
Sounds good.
Is it just like...
We'll get out with the conference. I think so. Well, just on motion. I think it doesn't... We get to sign it, but I think... We can just make a motion to adopt the conference. That way people in the room know when to stop saying, can you change this? Can you do that? By the way, if we make that motion at the end, it's kind of say we're done. I asked Lori a question.
Test, test.
If you would have bought a house, you probably would have.
Yeah, I know. And that's why they don't pay for it. Yeah, your loans can't be used.
Oh, you can't go towards a mortgage.
I guess. Okay.
What is that? Jeez, you could have paid off a house run for some money by now. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are these working yet?
Check, 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, check. Check, 1, 2, check.
Yeah, do you guys know this?
It's controlled in the back closet. Restaurant doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. But also, this is unmuted right now. And that's muted.
Yeah.
Because it's always on.
That's what I would assume.
Check one, two. Check one, two.
Can you hear us? We'll try this again. Microphones are working. Welcome to the Conference Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection, CFL 4097, May 8th, 2024. We will begin with introductions, beginning with the two chairs. I'm Matt Klein, Senate Chair of Commerce, Senate District 53.
Zach Stevenson, I chair the House Commerce Committee.
And then we'll go to the far left.
Hi, Ashley Eng, House Fiscal.
Laurie Pompeo, House Research.
Tim O'Driscoll, Republican Leader on the Commerce Committee, House.
Representative Cha.
Representative Larry Kraft.
Representative Carly Katizowatun, Vice Chair, House Commerce Committee.
Morgan Durfee, Legislative Assistant for Commerce.
Simon Brown, Committee Administrator, House Commerce.
Tyler Klein, Legislative Assistant, Commerce.
Senator Gary Deems.
Hi, I'm Senator Nick Frentz from North Mankato.
Senator Jordan Rasmussen from Fergus Falls.
Olivia Severson, Senate Counsel.
Hannah Grinwald-Nolner, Senate Fiscal.
Thank you, members, and thank you for the introductions, and we will go now to motions.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion to adopt from the House side of the side-by-side Article 3, Section 2. This relates to surplus lines coverage.
Representative Stevenson offers to adopt House Article 3, Section 2, surplus lines language discussion, questions, amendments. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion from the House, side-by-sides, Article 3, Section 3. This relates to disability income coverage and disclosure.
Representative Stevenson moves to adopt Article 3, Section 3 from House language, disability income coverage. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Senator Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the House side-by-side Article 3, Section 4. This updates language related to life insurance pertaining to suicide.
Representative Stevenson moves to adopt House Article 3, Section 4, life insurance provisions. Questions, comments? Senator Deems.
Mr. Chair, could you tell me what that change is doing to life insurance?
Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Deems, this is technical language that is on the disclosure related to suicide provisions and life insurance policies, and it modernizes some language that was unfortunate and outdated. There's broad agreement between the stakeholders on this.
Senator Deems. Further questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from the House side-by-side Article 3, Sections 5 through 8. This requires coverage for gender-affirming care.
Representative Stevenson moves to adopt House Article 3, Sections 5 through 8, gender-affirming care. Questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the House side-by-side Article 3, Section 11. This is the Department of Commerce's Consumer Protection Bill.
Representative Stevenson moves adoption of House Article 3, Section 11, Consumer Protection Bill from the Department. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from the Senate side-by-side Article 1, Sections 2 and 3. This relates to township municipal fire insurance.
Representative Stevenson moves to adopt Senate Article 1, Sections 2 and 3, township municipal fire. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from the House side-by-side Article 3, Section 14. This is language strengthening the anti-rebating language already in law.
Representative Stevenson moves to adopt House Article 3, Section 14, the rebating language. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the from the House side-by-side Article 3, Section 16. This is disclosure information related to the purchasing of health insurance by school districts.
Representative Stevenson moves adoption of House Article 3, Section 16, disclosures to purchasers of health insurance for school districts. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the Senate side-by-side Article 2, Sections 1 through 8. This is the Department of Commerce's non-bank data bill.
Representative Stevenson moves adoption of Senate Article 2, Sections 1 through 8, the data bill. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I have two motions related to the department's financial institutions bill. First, I move adoption of Senate Article 2, Sections 9 through 21, 23 through 29, and 31.
Members, this is the Department of Financial Services bill, a motion as presented by Representative Stevenson. Any questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the House side-by-side Article 2, Sections 29 and 37. Again, these are a couple additional provisions from the Department's Financial Institutions Bill.
Motion as described by Representative Stevenson. Any questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of from the Senate side-by-side Article 2, Sections 32 through 38. This is a bill relating to bail bonds. It codifies a consent decree.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 2, Sections 32 to 38, our bail bonds language from the Senate. Any questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the Senate side-by-side, Article 2, Sections 39 through 42. This is the Department of Commerce's Securities Bill.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 2, Sections 39 to 42, the Department Securities Bill. Questions, comments, amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the House side-by-side of Article 2, Sections 8 through 11, 43, and 88. This is the Department of Commerce's Technical Bill.
Motion as described by Representative Stevenson, which is the Department Technical Bill. Questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
All right, Mr. Chair, I am going to have a series of motions all relating to the provisions related to cryptocurrency kiosks. So my next set of motions will all pertain to this, and there are many. The first motion is to adopt from the House side Article 1, Section 1, 15 through 19 and 21.
Series of motions on cryptocurrency kiosks. The first motion as described by Representative Stevenson. Member questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
I next move from the Senate side-by-side Article 3, Section 9.
Senator, Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Section 9. Questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
I next move from the House side-by-side Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 1.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 1. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I next move House Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 2, except for Paragraph B, Clause 5.
Again, on kiosks, he moves House Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 2, everything except Paragraph B, Clause 5. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
I next move from the Senate side-by-side Article 3, Section 10, Subdivision 2, Clause 5.
Motion as described by Representative Stevenson. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
I move adoption from the Senate side of Article 3, Section 10, Subdivision 3, everything except for Clauses 1, 5, and 6.
He moves Senate Article 3, Section 10, Subdivision 3, everything except Clauses 1, 5, and 6. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption from the House side, Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 3, Clauses 1, 5, and 6.
Motion as described by Representative Stevenson. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from the House side-by-side Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 4.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 1, Section 22, Subdivision 4. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from the Senate side-by-side Article 3, Section 10, Subdivision 5.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Section 10, Subdivision 5. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
All right. I'm moving on from cryptocurrency kiosks. Next, I move Senate Article 3, Sections 11 through 23 and 60. This is an expansion of the Student Borrowers Bill of Rights.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Sections 11 to 23 and 60. This is the student loan provisions. Member questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move House Article 1, Section 12. This is the department's weights and measures bill. The Department of Commerce's weights and measures bill.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 1, Section 12. It's the department weights and measures. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. We will certainly do that, Senator Dames. Moving on to Representative Stevenson.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I am now going to move from the Senate side, Article 3, Section 26, and we will get this side by side. It is on R12. This relates to the bulk delivery of non-oxygenated gasoline.
Representative Stephen moves Senate Article 3, Section 26. This is bulk delivery of non-oxygenated gasoline, a Senate arrest provision in the Senate side. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I believe this is on R1. I will move House Article 1, Sections 14 through 15. This is a proposal from the Department of Public Safety clarifying the catalytic converter provisions that were passed last year.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 1, Sections 14 through 15, updates to the catalytic converter provisions. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I just need to find the page number here for Senator Dames. 1 second. This will be on R16. I move adoption on the Senate side, Article 3, Sections 27 through 30. These are expansions of the price gouging after severe weather events from last year.
So Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Sections 27 to 30, price gouging provisions. Member questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R18, I move adoption of Senate Article 3, Sections 31 through 33. This relates to prohibiting the sale of flame-resistant tents.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Sections 31 to 33, flame-resistant tent chemicals provisions. Members, questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R19, I move from the Senate side, Article 3, Section 34. This is a restrictions on the sale of aerosol dusters.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Section 34, aerosol dusters provisions. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, this would be R21. I would move House Article 1, Sections 20 and 21. This requires estimates for automobile repairs and changes some fixes a typographical error related to a disclosure.
This is House Article 1, Section 20, 21, moved by Representative Stevenson. Repair estimates. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Here, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, from R25, I move Senate Article 3, Sections 36 through 37. This is Senate language prohibiting the sale of vapor products that don't appear to be vapor products.
Members, Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Sections 36 and 37, prohibition on vapor products that look like school supplies. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R26, I move adoption of Senate side Article 3, Section 38. This prohibits the sale of phone cases that appear to be firearms.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Section 38, gun-shaped phone cases. Member questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R26 to R27, I move adoption of Senate file or Senate side Article 3, Sections 39 through 48. This relates to subscription renewals.
Members, Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 3, Sections 39 to 48. This is unsubscribe. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Okay. Mr. Chair, from R16, I move adoption of House Article 1, Section 15. This is a provision from the Department of Commerce's Consumer Protection Bill.
Members, Representative Stevenson moves House Article 1, Section 15. It's the Department of Consumer Protection Bill. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Again, I'm just looking for a page number. Give me a second. R40. Mr. Chair, from, nope, I don't think that's right. Is that where it is? Section and course debt. Oh, that is right. Okay, Mr. Chair, from R40, I move adoption of, from the House side, Article 1, Sections 39 through 46. This relates to chorus debt.
From House, Article 1, Sections 39 through 46, chorus debt provisions. Representative Stevenson moves adoption. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
From R51, I move adoption of Senate side, Article 3, Section 58. This is provisions from the Department of Commerce's Consumer Protection Bill.
Department Consumer Protection Bill, Senate Article 3, Section 58. Senator or Representative Stevenson moves adoption. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R1 of the liquor side by side, I move adoption of Article 4, Senate side, Article 4, Section 1. This relates to sale of liquor in hotels.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate Article 4, Section 1, changing the number of hotel rooms to define a hotel for liquor purposes. Senator Frentz's bill. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, also from R1, I move adoption of House Article 5, Section 1 and 3. This allows cities to issue on-sale malt liquor licenses to resorts.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 5, Section 1 and 3, changing resorts liquor provisions. Questions or comments? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed? It's adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from the side by from R2, I move on the Senate side, Article 4, Section 2. This is a special provision relating to the city of Minneapolis, allowing them to sell liquor in certain park properties.
Representative Stevenson moves Senate, Article 4, Section 2, Minneapolis liquor. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from R6 the adoption of, I went out of order here, sorry. From R5, I move adoption of Article 5, Section 4. This relates to the Thai Cultural Council of Minnesota's festival here on the Capitol grounds.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 5, Section 4, a St. Paul liquor provision for the Thai festival. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move from R6 the adoption of Senate file Article 4, Section 5. This is a Egan provision that is at the Vikings training camp location.
Rep. Stevenson moves Senate Article 4, Section 5, Egan liquor provisions. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, also from R6, I move adoption of the House side, Article 5, Section 5. This is a City of Litchfield liquor provision.
Representative Stevenson moves House, Article 5, Section 5, Litchfield liquor provision for town ball. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
And Mr. Chair, from also from R6, I move adoption of House side, Article 5, Section 6. This is a liquor provision relating to the City of Watkins.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 5, Section 6, Watkins liquor provisions. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from it appears to me to be R1 into R2 of the telco side by side, I move House language Article 4, Sections 1, 3, and 5. This is the Department of Commerce's telecommunications bill.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 4, Sections 1, 3, and 5, telecom provisions from the department. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from the same side by side. This is R2. I move House Article 4, Section 4. This is net neutrality.
Representative Stevenson moves House Article 4, Section 4, net neutrality. Questions or comments? Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate the conversations that we had with Senator Latz and the Senate Commerce Committee on this bill, and also conversations with the House author, Representative Kraft. And I think, you know, some of the concerns that I've heard from the impacted entities on this net neutrality is Minnesota potentially having a different standard than the FCC's net neutrality, which is moving forward. And I also understand Senator Latz's concern and Representative Kraft's concern that potentially that FCC rule, you know, could be repealed in the future, and so their desire to have something in Minnesota law. And so, Mr. Chair, I just had a question for Representative Kraft, because we're fortunate to have him here on the conference committee. And my question, Mr. Chair, is your intention with this that if we had organizations that were in compliance with the FCC rule as proposed and as moving through the process, that your desire isn't to put additional burdens on with the net neutrality legislation?
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Rasmussen. Yeah, that's directly where we're headed.
Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Kraft. And one of the things that, you know, I think we can do here today, and appreciate conversation with Representative Kraft, is move the effective date slightly for this bill so that we can see what the FCC works on over the next year, and we would have next year's legislative session to perhaps update or conform the language that we're considering here today with that FCC rule. And so, Mr. Chair, I would like to make an oral amendment if that would be in order.
State your oral amendment, Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm amending House language, Article 4, Section 4, on page 148, line 23, delete January, insert July.
Can Ms. Siverson report the oral amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Senator Rasmussen moves to amend Article 4, House Language R5, page 148, line 23, delete January, insert July.
Senator Prince.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Rasmussen. I think I'd like to hear from Representative Kraft on that.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Friends. Yeah, I'm okay with this. This makes sense.
Members, further comments or questions on the oral amendment offered and presented by Ms. Siverson? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Oral amendment is adopted. We are still on the underlying motion, which is House Article 4, Section 4, net neutrality. Further questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, from R1 of the side-by-side related to Article 5 of the Senate bill, I move Senate Article 5. This is the Medigap language delay.
Members, Representative Stevenson, in what I believe is our last motion, is offering Senate Article 5, and this will delay implementation of the Medigap language. Questions or comments or amendments? Senator Friends.
Thank you, Senator Klein. We had some discussion on this earlier today. Could we possibly have Representative Stevenson say a little bit more about the date and how that fits into some of the questions about the details in the Medigap coverage?
Sure, I can field that first, Mr. Senator Frantz. The delay in effectiveness of sort of our Medigap policy changes that we passed last year is because of an upcoming study that will give us a little more information on the impact of that on the health insurance marketplace, and we would like to have time to sort of evaluate that and incorporate any changes necessary based on that information. Representative Stevenson, any further?
No, Mr. Chair, I just add that we're moving the date from August 1st, 2025 to August 1st, 2026.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. I believe that is all the motions.
Mr. Chair, that is all the motions. I do have a series of amendments. I'll do all these amendments now.
Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I will move adoption of the A27 amendment. These are technical edits to the weights and measures provision that was adopted.
And I'm going to pull it up here and give members also a chance to pull it up. A27. Member, questions or comments on the 827? Everyone have it in front of them? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I will move the A32 amendment. These are technical edits to the cryptocurrency kiosk provisions.
I just want to use my own stack. Members have it in front of them. Questions or comments on the A32? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I would move adoption of the A33 amendment. This is a compromise related to the department's telecom bill, and actually I think Representative Kraft is the author of this, so he might want to speak to it.
Representative Kraft to the A33.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is putting some guardrails around the situation when a municipality may acquire an existing plant via condemnation. It's just making sure that that is really necessary, that the provider there ceases to offer service. And the other parts of this is to make some changes in the net neutrality portion of it, of the bill, that were around just technical things and making sure some clarifications were in the right place in the bill.
So members, this was the Department of Telecommunication bill, and we're creating some changes in it, as Representative Kraft described. Any questions or comments? Senator Rasmussen.
I just wanted to confirm, is there's only one A33, or is there?
I only have one, Senator Rasmussen.
Would you maybe, Mr. Chair, be able to just refer to the reviser number up top just to make sure we're talking about the same version?
It's in the same, yeah.
Should be S4097A33. Mine is dated 5/4/24 at 5:53 p.m.
Okay.
You're set.
Thanks.
Anybody else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move the A51 amendment. This is language from the Attorney General's proposal with regard to social media. It requires transparency and disclosure of various things by significant social media companies.
Representative Stevenson moves the A51. This is the social media language, which was not in the Senate, not included in the Senate omnibus. However, we did give it a hearing in the Senate, and this was a result of fruitful negotiations between the two bodies. Questions or comments or amendments? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Representative Stevenson, it carries.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the A37 amendment. This is language that comes from the Attorney General's legislation relating to debt, and it reflects a compromise agreement with stakeholders.
Representative Stevenson moves the A37 amendment. This is a global agreement between stakeholders on the consumer medical debt provisions that were brought forward by the Attorney General this year. Questions, comments, or amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
This is the, not this one? This is the one I want? Okay. Mr. Chair, I'm going to read the full number here, the S4097A39. This is language related to insurance deductibles and rating weather events and geographic ratings. It represents an agreement between the stakeholders and the Department of Commerce. This again is the S4097A39.
Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question on this. Is this amending a bill that is within the Conference Committee report, or is this new language. I'm just trying to understand what we're adding this to in the potential conference committee report.
First, let me announce that Senator or Representative Stevenson moves the S4097A39. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rasmussen, yes, this language was carried into a version of this language was carried into conference in the House Commerce Policy Bill, and then there were discussions between the department stakeholders and legislators that arriving at this compromise language, but it is built off of language that was in the House Commerce Bill.
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. This language is something that's been being worked on by the industry and with the Commissioner of Commerce and the Department of Commerce Insurance Department, and this is the agreement that they came through, so that's why this is in here.
Further discussion or amendments on the S4097A39? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the SCS 4097A39 amendment. These are some edits to the bail provisions that we adopted previously.
Representative Stevenson moves the SCS 4097A39, which are corrections agreed upon by the industry to work on the bail bond bill. Member questions, comments, or amendments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move the A40 amendment, which is technical edits to the subscription renewal provisions we previously adopted.
Representative Stevenson moves the SCS 4097A40 corrections to unsubscribe and changing the effective date. Members, I accept this language. Any questions, comments? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I will move the A41 amendment, which requires annual notice of life insurance provisions.
Members, Representative Stevenson moves the A41 amendment. This was a provision that came forward from me. It is a life insurance provision and requires annual notice for someone who has a paid-up life insurance policy. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move the A42 amendment. This is a modification to the disclosure requirements that we had earlier relating to health insurance policies purchased by school districts. It reflects some suggestions from the industry.
Representative Stevenson moves the S4097A42. Members understand the amendment. Any questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move the A44 amendment. This makes some technical changes to the student loan provisions that we adopted earlier.
Representative Stevenson moves the SCS 4097A44. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the A49 amendment, which gets all of the repealers in the correct order as a consequence of all of the various provisions that we've adopted today.
Representative Stevenson moves the S4097A49, and I want to reassure all members of the committee, and especially the Senate side, that this is a series of variant repealers, which are bundled here. I've looked through all of them with counsel. They're all accurate reflections of what we intended to pursue in this conference committee report. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to move the A52 amendment. This adds an effective date to the long-term disability insurance provision we adopted earlier. I believe Representative Kraft has an oral amendment to the A52.
Representative Stevenson moves the S4097A52. Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I would like to change the date from January 1st, 2025 to October 1st, 2024. The reason for doing this is we're giving time for stakeholders to get this into effect, but we don't want to lose a year. And if we go to January 1st of 2025, some of the insurance companies wouldn't be able to start until the following 2026.
Can Ms. Pampich report the oral amendment?
Sure. Chair and members, we're looking at the A52 amendment. page 1, line 4, delete January 1st, 2025, and insert October 1st, 2024.
Questions on the oral amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. The underlying amendment, A52, questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, and this is my last amendment, I offer the A50 amendment. Mr. Chair, this modifies the social district provisions that we adopted in 2022. The city of Anoka has had great success with its social district. It's been a major boon to the city of Anoka, and unsurprisingly, there are many other cities that have been interested. Two in particular have been very advanced in their planning and advocacy, and that's the cities of Shakopee and Stillwater. This amendment would allow the cities of Shakopee and Stillwater to have social districts, but is not effective until August 31st, 2025. The reason for that is the underlying approval of the Anoka Social District contemplated a report from the city of Anoka 2 years after they adopted their ordinance creating the social district. That will occur in August of 2025. So we want the cities to benefit from that report before adopting their own social districts. That's why the effective date is August 31st, 2025, but this amendment would allow Shakopee and Stillwater to have social districts.
Questions on the 850? The Shakopee-Stillwater amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I have no amendments. I know that a few other amendments, and then I will have a couple motions at the end, but I am done with my amendments. So I think Representative Driscoll has an amendment.
Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the A45, and happy to explain.
It needs to be distributed, is that right?
I believe it's in packets.
Yeah, okay. Just 1 second until I get in front of me. Senator Rasmussen moves the A45. Two-year amendment, Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is amending the language that Senator Seeberger worked on and had included in our Senate bill to require more transparency and disclosure from social media companies. The change in the A45 would simply move the threshold of complying with this from 10,000 monthly users to 100,000. I think this will still capture the larger media organizations that I think most Minnesotans have interest in, while making sure that we're not, perhaps capturing a smaller blog that has a following that's greater than 100,000. And so I just think this will help focus this language on the social media companies that we're most interested in.
Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rasmussen, I appreciate our conversation about this morning. You know, as I thought about it this morning after you told me about this amendment, I'm open to the idea, but I'm just not sure what platform specifically would be impacted by your amendment as we sit here today. The effective date on the language that we adopted is July 1st, 2025. The commitment that I would be willing to make to you is that I'd be willing to look into this more in the interim and next session explore moving that threshold to a higher number. I'm sure there's nothing magical about 100,000 either. And as we discussed this morning, it might be that the platforms that we're interested in targeting are even bigger, where 500,000 makes sense. So I'm open to having a discussion about what the trigger is, but today I'd like to just stay at 10,000, so I'll be asking for a no vote on this today, but I will commit to you publicly that we can talk more about this next year.
Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Stevenson. Appreciate that, and yeah, I just think, when we're looking at the social media organizations that I think most Minnesotans are concerned about, they perhaps probably have more than a million Minnesotans who'd be using them on a regular basis. And so appreciate the commitment to look forward to working on that next session, and I'll withdraw the A45.
Representative Senator Rasmussen withdraws the A45. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The A26 amendment, I'll move the A26, and in the House language, there was a provision talking about insurance roof, and that an estimate must be given by a contractor to the property owner prior to signing a contract. And we got to thinking about the fact that it's not just the roof, it's covered property, siding, and decks and things that might be attached to the structure. It's good public policy to include more than just the roof on this provision and the other improvements and fixtures that are associated with the dwelling. And so I'd appreciate members' support in the language change.
Further discussion on the, oh, I'm sorry, Representative O'Driscoll offers the A26. Further discussion on the A26. Senator Seeberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. I think this makes sense. I think it's smart to encapsulate not just the roof, but any other places where a homeowner might be subject to storm chasing type of behavior.
Question or questions? Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I would ask members to vote yes.
Members on the Commerce Committee on the Senate side, we certainly defer on insurance issues to Senator Seeberger, and I'm going to follow her recommendation to vote yes. I would say that this committee is considering this change in policy with very little notification, and we really don't have a full grasp of, you know, the implications this will have on the insurance industry, on the contracting industry, or on individual homeowners. Policies, and in future we should deal with items like this in a bill that passes through our committee. Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate and agree with your comments there. I think, you know, we've had a couple of insurance provisions come to the committee today that I think, you know, have had stakeholders or perhaps some stakeholders work on, but I do think there'd be benefit in the future of encouraging those stakeholders to introduce legislation so we could have committee hearings, discuss the topics at hand, and make a more informed choice. But I do appreciate Representative O'Driscoll and Senator Seeberger's eyes on this legislation.
Further member discussion on the A26. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? It is adopted. Senator Rasmussen. Any other amendments? I think I will go now to you have a few? That's right. Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chair, I'll first move that we instruct nonpartisan staff to assemble the conference report and make any technical changes necessary to reflect the will of the committee.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is adopted. Representative Stevenson.
And Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the conference report as amended by this committee.
You don't have any oral amendments?
We did the two oral amendments.
You got it. Representative Stevenson moves adoption of the conference committee report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The conference committee report is adopted. Members, I believe that concludes our business here today. We are adjourned.